In Matthew's account of the Sermon on the Mount, immediately after Jesus lays out his blessed be beatitudes, he lifts up two metaphors of how the disciples of the kingdom will be known to the world. They will be known as the salt of the earth, and they'll be known as the light of the world. A light that will shine before others. Now, salt, even though my cardiologist discourages its use, sharpens flavor. Light sharpens both sight and insight. Jesus here is calling his would-be followers of the kingdom to sharpen their lives by living on the sharp, the cutting edges, the places where new perspectives, new tastes, and new visions are embraced. Light does not just banish darkness and illuminate corners and crevices. Light also works to provide a new perspective, to put our experiences and perceptions into a new light. To be a disciple of Jesus, of the kingdom of God, is not just to be a focused beam of light with a laser-like narrowness and intensity. To be the light that Jesus challenged his disciples to be also means to continually put a new light, a new perspective on all of the world. To willingly change up the game plans and the paradigms that we're used to living every day. Jesus' description of the kingdom of God, where blessed are the poor in spirit, blessed are the mournful, the meek, the peacemakers, the persecuted, the childlike. Those descriptions shift our focus and redirect our light. The Beatitudes force us to stop looking at some big picture of marketable success, a collective to be conquered, and instead looks at each person as singular and significant, an individual to be embraced. Let me see if I can offer you a story that might help you understand what I'm trying to say. The story is about a business executive that leaves his office late one night in New York City. He's tired, he's hungry, he thinks maybe he'll just get some rest on the train while he's en route to his home. Well, two stops into his journey, a father with two young children comes into the same train car, and the children proceed to run up and down the aisle, making a ton of noise and disturbing everyone in the car. No rest is possible. Well, this businessman reacts at first like you and I might react, and at first he just fumes silently in his seat. Then the anger builds, and he becomes so irritated at the father for not controlling his children, he gets up out of his seat and he goes to the man, and he complains angrily. He says, "You really should teach your children better manners. Besides, it's not just a matter of their behaving badly. It's not safe for them when the train is careening down the tracks to have them running up and down the aisles." Now, the father took the criticism in stride, and he replied somewhat sheepishly. He said, "I'm sorry. You're right. I should be insisting they behave better, especially in public. But we've just come from the hospital where their mother has died suddenly tonight. And the children are in a state of shock and don't know how to react. In fact, I don't know how to react, so I'm not on top of things like I should be. I'm sorry, sir." Thanks for waking me up to my responsibility. In that 1 minute, everything changed. From one moment of utterance, the businessman shifted from being angry and annoyed to being sympathetic and helpful. He made a paradigm shift in his perspective. He saw his immediate reality in a new light. And suddenly that very weary commuter, train traveler, was seeing someone the way Jesus saw everyone. Not just as a focused beam of momentary interaction, but as a whole person. The whole spectrum of good to bad that makes up all of our lives. The light Jesus calls his disciples to shine out into the world is a light that equally illuminates both sin and suffering. It's a light that knows judgment and yet offers love. It's a light that sees deserved condemnation and yet extends the commitment of divine comfort. This is what Jesus calls each of us to do. To see other people as he sees them. This is the new perspective that Jesus' light gives disciples. We direct our thoughts, our compassion and love to individuals with names, not institutions or instruments with numbers. The light that Jesus gave his disciples enables us to act as a sign of hope to the world. The light that Jesus gives does more than make us lighthouse beacons to the lost. His light infiltrates all levels of life. It gives us a whole new perspective. Sometimes in relation to these, we talk about the word of repentance, which in Greek the word is metanoia, and we think of words like I'm sorry or forgive me or more literally turning around. But repent is an interesting word because it can equally mean a change of perspective, a mind turnaround, a whole new way of looking at the world. To repent is to look at the world and each other in the light of Christ. Let me illustrate three things with that. The Jesus light helps us to see people, I think, as they really are. Instead of spoiled kids running rampant through the commuter train, the weary traveler suddenly saw the truth. A family in pain. A family suffering a huge loss. A family trying to cope. Now that change in perspective changed everything. People who are hungry need to be fed. Kids who have no place to sleep need a safe bed. Seeing the reality of what individuals are dealing with in their lives helps us to focus the light of our faith on their immediate needs, not on our long-term goals. If we all knew what each other was going through, we would see the other in a whole new light. The light Jesus helps us to see ourselves in terms of what we could be too. The Jesus light illumines new insights. It puts new light on old perceptions, but it also banishes old shadows. The light of Jesus lets us see what we could be, what God's calling us to be, what is completely transformable in our lives. We're called to be the light of the world. We're also invited to immerse ourselves and transform ourselves in that new light, that new vision of possibilities and perspectives. We are indeed invited to continue Jesus' mission on this earth. And finally, the light that Jesus offers is a chance to see people as Jesus sees them. Jesus did not just want his disciples to see people as they really are. That was only the first step. The disciple who truly embraces Jesus' light, who sees his new illumination on this world, is the person who sees people as Jesus saw them. Jesus never saw anyone as someone who had fallen short. He saw them as people who needed help to cross the finish line. Jesus didn't condemn. He cured. Disciples do not see others as people who have fallen short, but as people who need help. Disciples don't condemn anyone. They offer the power of divine love. I sincerely believe when I look at the world today that the world would be changed if we would only see people as Jesus saw them. If we all saw each other as Jesus sees us, then we would see everyone we meet as a beloved child of God. I think that we need that. But I also think that when we do this, we're going to change the world. Don't you? Amen.